Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Tech Bites podcast sponsored by Dell Technologies and Startup Nation. I'm your host, Megan Wright, and I am so excited for today's guest. You know, this podcast is all about just the latest and greatest and keeping everyone from business owners, entrepreneurs, and startups, based on kind of the needs and feeds of the business and keeping you on the fresh lines of technology. So without further ado, I want to introduce our guest today, Stacy Young. She is a fellow colleague at Dell Technologies, but does work with a specific group, and I will let her tell y'all all about it. So I have Stacy Young on today's podcast. Stacy, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. Yes, I work specifically with our partnership with Verizon and Dell work together to create mobile solutions for entrepreneurs, small businesses, and up into medium businesses. So I'm excited to be here to talk about that today.
That is fantastic. Well, I know at Dell Technologies, we definitely value our partnerships, especially with Verizon, and just bringing forward these new technologies that small business owners and entrepreneurs may not be introduced to yet or have heard of them yet. So I know our listeners today are probably very familiar with Verizon as more of a cellular provider, but today we're speaking specifically about the technology of mobile broadband. Would you mind telling us a little bit more about that?
Sure. So as you know, Dell has a wide range of high-performing laptops, and part of that is our business line of Latitude laptops, which you can incorporate cellular service right into the box, allowing you to get online wherever you may be, as long as there's cell service. So what's great about this technology is instead of having to find public Wi-Fi or worry about security, it's kind of all wrapped into one. It's as easy as if you were getting a service plan for a tablet or a smartwatch or something like that. It just incorporates it into your laptop.
Well, that's fantastic. And I think, now that we're maybe reaching hopefully the end of the pandemic, it has introduced this more mobile work-life balance and hybrid work life. You really can take your work anywhere, whether you're traveling or you're working from a remote site. So I think this definitely, has such a benefit to entrepreneurs and startups on the go. With having that mobile broadband technology built in, and you can really truly connect from anywhere. So do you see any other benefits? I know you mentioned security, but any other benefits that this type of technology could bring to entrepreneurs and small businesses?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, we have discovered in the last year and a half that people are wanting and looking for ways to incorporate a digital nomadism to their work life balance. So sure, we don't necessarily need to be in the traditional office anymore. So as a small business owner, as a startup, as you're hiring employees, there's a lot of benefit to this. One, productivity. You are able to get the job done. I mean, as you know, as a startup or a small business, the business doesn't stop just because it's 5 o'clock. It's always going. So as you're trying to balance your life, this is a great way to stay connected to your business, but then also be able to balance. I mean, I have plenty of examples where I have my connected device on the road with me when we go on a family vacation. And if I need to answer an email, get back to a customer, anything like that, I can just get on my laptop and we don't have to stop and interrupt our time. So there's a lot of benefit for the business owner themselves, but then also as they scale and hire employees, employees are going to start demanding a more flexible schedule. We've seen it in survey after survey. And as you're trying to recruit top talent, or as they're trying to recruit top talent to their business, being able to have this kind of flexibility for them built into their culture really helps with developing that top talent into their business.
Yeah, I mean, that is such a great point. I think, businesses are seeing it's really working in their favor, having this flexible, work-life balance offered to their employees, and it's well received by the employees. So having this, like you've mentioned, as a part of your package initially, as you're onboarding this new employee, have this laptop already pre-configured with this type of technology. It's wrapped up all in one, and it really does create that culture. And so I know you mentioned our Latitude line, which I want to stop there and just pause and further explain why this line is so important, especially to small business owners and startups, especially within the Startup Nation community. who we're partnered with today. So the Latitude line is really our workhorse laptop. So when you think of needing a solution that's going to be able to meet the needs of that 8 to 10 hour day, that is truly the Latitude laptop. So, you know, whenever you are pushing it to those longer hours, utilizing multiple applications at a time, and really needing something that is, you know, powerful enough to keep up with that work scenario, that is the Latitude that she's mentioning.
That's exactly right. That's why Verizon partners with Dell for the Latitude line, because we know as a business looks at technologies, they want to find the right fit. And we want to make sure they can offer that technology in the same laptop that we would always recommend to our startups and small businesses.
Fantastic. And, you know, so let's say an entrepreneur or a small business owner is looking to either hire on some new employees or just refresh their current client systems, whether it's, you know, our laptop specifically, what would be the next steps in confirming or, you know, moving forward with setting up mobile broadband in their solutions?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's actually really, really easy. I was fortunate enough to walk a customer through this process and found it to be much easier actually than I anticipated. So when you're purchasing your laptop, the mobile broadband package, which is a built-in antenna and a SIM card, needs to be configured upfront because it sits within the box. But once you select those options, when you get your laptop, you'll go to your service provider. Of course, we partner with Verizon and we hope that you're will think about Verizon too. But if you're not a Verizon customer, that's okay. We partner with the other carriers as well. But what you want to do is call your carrier and set up a plan. They'll ask for a couple numbers that come on a sticker on the box. Give them that number, select your plan, which depending on what kind of data you want, if you want it limited to unlimited, ranges somewhere between $10 and $30 a month. So also not that horrible of an expense, which is nice. And they'll activate the plan and then you restart your computer and it's ready to go.
Okay. That's actually very easy. I was anticipating more steps than that. So that sounds great, especially right out of the box. I mean, one call, that's not so bad.
No. And you know, the customer that I was fortunate enough to walk through activation with said the same thing. We restarted, it logged on, they were online and they're like, oh my gosh, I was really anticipating this taking, you know, a couple hours of our day. Because that just seems like what all technology does. So they were really pleasantly surprised to see that. So it's a, you know, it's a great way to get going quickly.
That's awesome. And, you know, I think too, it's kind of just peace of mind, because I know there's been so many times where maybe I am on the road, but an important email comes up and I need to be able to connect to my VPN or utilize some proprietary information that I have to be logged in properly and I need the internet to do so. And I'm fumbling with my hotspot, or I'm fumbling trying to connect to a Wi-Fi that, you know, maybe I'm unfamiliar with, which is always a risk there as well. So I think just having it wrapped up in one solution, already enabled on your system, and you know, setting it up through your provider is just so easy. And it does bring up my next question. So security is such a topic for small businesses and entrepreneurs. You know, what does this kind of entail from a security standpoint?
Well, you know, that's one of the great things about this. It's your own dedicated line. So much like a VPN, which you could still use with this connection as an added level of protection, and we'd always recommend that, you have a line where you know is 100% dedicated to you. Nobody else can get on it. And the security-wise, it's pretty secure compared to a public Wi-Fi where you don't know. And when I say pretty secure, I mean, it's one of the number one benefits to having this outside of productivity and kind of that flexibility of workspace. If you had to pick the top three, security would be then number three, because we get it, right? You want to make sure that you can access your data, you can access your cloud. But if you've been in an airport and you've seen how slow it goes, so not even from security standpoint, but speed, and you're not necessarily sure who else is on the network, this is a great way to keep that data secure.
Yeah, that's a great point too, just from another security perspective, is even if you're maybe on more of a trusted network, you just never know who's also on that Wi-Fi. So it's this is just an added layer. So we love that. We love bringing that to everyone's attention. So that's great.
Well, and I was going to say too, the other great thing about a dedicated line with the security options, but is also you're not sharing bandwidth. So, you know, we're talking about being on the road, we're talking about road warriors, but as we've all experienced in the last 18 months, even if you are in your own home network, one, is your home network secure? I think a lot of us have made some strides in the last year to make sure that's the case, but have we done the best that we can? And then also everybody's home. So if you have a partner or children that are also using that bandwidth that's in your home network, allowing yourself to have this option will help with interruptions in your connectivity. So, you know, there's a lot of things to think about. We always talk about public Wi-Fi, and of course that's the number one concern, but then, you know, how about your home network? There could be some concerns there too. So this is just a great way to really all encompass your security solution and also your connectivity into one thing.
Yeah, that's a great point. And also, you know, there's just so many applications that you're having to use on a daily basis within our roles. I think as we expand and we lean more and more on technology and more on software, you just have so many windows, so many applications up at once. I think the bandwidth is a huge pain point that not many people realize is just as important as kind of any other aspect of your day-to-day role. So that's a great highlight there. And within the speed of the actual mobile broadband, are there options or toggles to, you know, selecting or maybe purchasing a plan that is a faster speed? What does that look like?
Well, it's not like home broadband where you can do a gigabyte or, you know, you can throttle up and down or even in an office space. It would be based on the cellular signal. So if you have 4 bars of LTE, you'll have a great experience. And a lot of times when I'm looking and do a speed test between Wi-Fi and my LTE, it's actually faster, mainly because it's a public Wi-Fi, right? And then as 5G becomes more and more prevalent, our laptops will also have a 5G option. So as of right now, because of the growth in the 5G networks, most of our laptops are still LTE because we want to make sure our customers have connectivity wherever they go at a top speed. But you'll continue to hear more about 5G moving forward.
That's great. And that does bring me into my next topic of just seeing, you know, where you see mobile broadband going into the future for small businesses and startups. So outside of 5G, is there anything else that's kind of on the horizon for deepening this technology?
Well, I think it's about where you get your technology from and where you're storing your data. As technology changes and as we modernize our businesses, there's just a lot of cloud applications. There's a lot of software as a service applications where you're going through an online portal, whether you are in four walls or you are out in the world. And that lends to having a speedy connection. And that lends to making sure that you have the right solution to be able to access that. So yes, we have Excel spreadsheets open and maybe some Word documents that might live within your system, or they may not because you may be using, you know, like Microsoft 365 or something like that. So just as we move forward to a more cloud-based system, you're going to want to be able to access that cloud so that you have you don't have interruptions in your day.
That makes sense. And I think, you know, it's always the times that you learn from, man, I wish I had this, that is going to stick with you the most. Because I know there's been so many times where I sit there and wish I really had, you know, that mobile broadband so I could connect from anywhere and not have to rely on the Wi-Fi connections or those mobile hotspots. So this is all such great information, you know, going over just what mobile broadband is, how you can access it through partnering with Dell Technologies and looking into our Latitude line of business, which is our workhorse laptops. And then just, you know, how to access it, what to look for in those, the processes of setting this up. So I think this was just really helpful for listeners today to learn about an extension of what Dell has to offer in partnership with Verizon. Stacey, do you have any, you know, last bits of information to leave the listeners with today?
Well, I mean, I'm so grateful for this opportunity. I think you kind of, I already said this, but I'm going to say it again, you kind of hit the nail on the head. It's the feature that everybody needs, but nobody knows that they need until they don't have it. So I can think of all kinds of examples that I've actually heard from customers, all the way from I was in my house and the power went out and my laptop was fully charged, but I didn't have Wi-Fi and I had to reschedule a ton of meetings, or I couldn't get my work done, to I just have to get out of my house. I don't even need to go that far. I want to watch my kids play in the backyard, but my Wi-Fi doesn't reach. All the way up to I'm out on a construction site, or I'm showing a house like a realtor, and I just need to send a contract or send a document, and it's so inconvenient. If anybody's ever had a thought like that in any of the gamut, I think I would recommend taking the chance and seeing how this transforms your business. So far, I haven't met a person yet that didn't go, I don't know how much I'm going to need this or use this. And you go back and ask later and they say, oh my God, I don't know how I ever lived without this.
Right.
So it's been fun to watch small businesses adopt this technology and really see the benefit, and not the benefit in months or years when they're looking at ROI, but the benefit the day they implement. So that doesn't happen very often. We're excited about bringing it to startups, entrepreneurs, and seeing how they like it.
Well, that is fantastic. I think everyone loves that instant gratification and instant impact on your business. And that's definitely what mobile broadband can bring. So thank you so much for your time today, Stacey, with Verizon and Dell Technologies. I think this has just been so helpful for the listeners. And everyone tuning in, thanks for, you know, tuning in and listening in on the Tech Bytes podcast sponsored by Dell and Startup Nation. If you do have any questions, would like to ask some additional questions to Stacey or myself, or even get in touch with our small business advisors, let's say this has kind of spurred that idea in your mind, hey, I do have a new hire coming up. I am interested in learning more about these Latitude laptops and potentially mobile broadband as well. We can get you in touch with a direct point of contact and help you right away. So visit dell.com/startupnation and we'll get you taken care of. Thanks again, everyone. And I hope you have a great day.